This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening and locked in all over North America. Are you on the free Odyssey app? Terrific. Are you tuned in on your local affiliate? Great. What about SiriusXM channel 158? Good for you. And everybody listening on a smart speaker. I get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And if you missed the first hour of the show, if you're on the Odyssey app, all you have to do is go ahead and hit rewind. But we got more to do. We've talked about some of the worst sporting experiences that you've witnessed. Was it a nail biter? Was it a blowout like that championship game from last night? And we've had a variety. We got people talking about the Patriots getting smacked by the championship Bears. We got fans remembering, Peyton Manning getting destroyed by the Seahawks. I had mentioned watching Mariano Rivera give up a single to Luis Gonzalez. Like, there are tons of just awful experiences that you've probably had as a sports fan. And my main man, Charlie, actually reminded me, and I remember this vividly. I think I was at a bar watching it. Not this World Cup, and not the last one in Russia, but I believe this was the World Cup in South Africa, where Germany beat Brazil in the final. 7-1. I remember some of the photos from the Brazilian fans in the stadium and just online. These people looked like they were just in pain, because they were. Like, what we saw last night was basically a 7-1 soccer final, a football final. It was pretty bad. And, you know, congratulations to TCU for getting to the dance. I don't know if they'll get back, and good luck to them as they move forward and as individuals. And it's not easy winning a title, folks. It's not easy winning a championship, not by a long shot, not by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, how about this? We saw what took place last night in the national championship game. How about at this time last year, less than a year, we saw the Los Angeles Rams with Sean McVay finally win a championship. And when I say finally, the first time Sean McVay went with the Rams, he took on the New England Patriots in early 2019. And that was one of the most boring games I've ever seen in my life. It's like, what are we doing here? Let's get this crap over with. We know the Patriots ultimately won. And Sean McVay basically said, yes, I outsmarted myself. The man is about 36 years old right now today. He's had one of the biggest and fastest rises of an NFL head coach, especially given and granted his age. Goes to the Super Bowl against, I don't want to call Bill Belichick his mentor, but somebody who looks up to, he loses. He goes back to the Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford less than a year ago and actually wins. And now, with everybody and their mother hurt on the Los Angeles Rams, they suck. if you want to take me back to, I don't know, let's just say August of 2022. If you would have said that Baker Mayfield would be starting games for the Los Angeles Rams, I go, whoa, what the hell happened? But that's exactly what we got. Aaron Donald goes down, ankle. Cooper Kupp goes down, ankle. Matthew Stafford goes down, concussion, brain, neck, bruise, spinal, whatever. Matthew Stafford's like, yeah, I'm coming back, folks. There was a whole situation at the end of last season after they won the Super Bowl. Is Sean McVay going to come back? Is Aaron Donald going to come back? Aaron Donald says, I'll come back if Sean McVay comes back. They both come back. They sign extensions. They sign deals. And let's remember this. For the past, I don't know, 5 years, the Los Angeles Rams have taken the position of, let's win a Super Bowl. Let's win a Super Bowl at all costs. Les Snead has taken the position of, I'm going to get in as much talent as possible. I'm going to win a championship. And I don't need no bunch of young guys with boogers running out their nose to do it. Give me some vets. He's like, okay, I'll bring in Jalen Ramsey. Sure, fine. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll sign Odell off the scrap heap. Yeah, and then the poor guy blew out his knee in the Super Bowl. He's having a great game, by the way. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll trade for Matthew Stafford. Les Snead, he wore a T-shirt that said F them picks at the Rams parade. Well, all of those veterans won you a championship, and now they're hurt. And now it'd be nice if you had picks. It'd be nice if you could pick in the first round, but you can't. And so it's going to take time for the Rams to get back to being championship contenders, because you can't have a top-heavy roster. And in the minute that the stars go down or get hurt or injured, which is inevitable because it is football, you can't have me coming off the bench to play defensive tackle. It ain't going to work that way. It's not. And so Sean McVay has exited this season a 5-12 record, his first losing record as a head coach. Welcome to the world. It happens unless you're Mike Tomlin. And he's like, man, I don't know if I want to do this. He had to go back and forth as to whether or not he wanted to stay as a head coach last year, and Amazon was throwing him money. We heard deals where it's just like, yeah, well, we will pay you $20 million a year to help us out with Thursday night football and everything else that we're doing. And Sean McVay wanted to run it back. He's reportedly making about $14 million, or this past season at least, for the Rams. I assume if he decides to return to coach next year, it'll be in the same ballpark of $14 to $15 million. And I'm sure that the Amazon deal for $20 million per year, it may not be there right now, maybe. But we knew he entertained television. Sean McVay made it extremely clear. He's like, listen, folks, I ain't sitting around here to coach until I'm Belichick. Don't expect me to coach from 36 to 71. I got a wife. I got a family. I'm trying to have work-life balance. I think something that, I can certainly try to learn. But Sean McVay ain't trying to do this forever. And so after a losing season, star players hurt. The man's grandfather just passed away. His wife, I don't know if a lot of people know this, her family is from the Ukraine. She's Ukrainian. Like, this guy got a whole lot of things going on in his life besides trying to figure out whether or not Jalen Ramsey is cursing out the opposing wide receiver. He doesn't know. And so after the game on Sunday, where they lost to the Seahawks, sorry about that. The Rams could have kind of kept them out of it. Sorry, Bobby Wagner. Sean McVay, he spoke to the media yesterday, and he talked about his future as head coach. Listen to this.
As it relates to the questions that I know you guys will have about my future with the team, you know, just like I told the coaching staff, work through some things. This is some things, you know, that – don't want to rush into any sort of decision. There's a lot of emotion right after the season. There's a lot of layers to this. There's a lot of people that it does affect that I don't take lightly and want to be mindful of. And so I'm going to take the next couple days to really be able to kind of reflect. Obviously, a lot of conversations with various people that will dictate and determine the decision that's best for me, my family, the Rams, and a lot of people. And that's kind of where we're at with that.
Yeah, he went from the Super Bowl to once again trying to figure out whether or not he even wants to coach. And I think when you have the thought in your head for that long, when you have to get to a point where you're just like, do I want to stay? Do I want to go? Just leave. And yeah, sure, you got to think about it. But it's been sitting in the back of your mind since last year. They had to offer you money. And I'm sure there's an enticement to say, well, can we go out there and win one more Super Bowl? Well, here's the reality. You didn't. You didn't make the playoffs. Just about everybody important got hurt. And even after the fact, you're staring in the face the reality that it's unlikely that you go back to the Super Bowl next year and that it's going to take time for you to rebuild. And when you're dealing with all of these things in your personal life, do you want to do that? Is it necessary for Sean McVay to go out there and coach next year? I think he will be okay in life. We talk about Cliff Kingsbury. We know that he got the boot yesterday. And, I mean, if you've looked at this guy's house in Arizona, I think he probably doesn't want to coach. He's probably good. And so I'm not Sean McVay. I've never met the guy, by the way. Never met him. I think the closest I've been to Sean McVay is maybe at the Super Bowl in 2019. But when you got to think this hard about staying or leaving, it's probably time to go. You know, it's always one thing in sports where we see the athlete and we go, oh, he's at the end. It's time to hang him up. Oh, he doesn't know if he wants to stay or go. It's time to leave. It's better he leave now than embarrass himself later. Sean McVay ain't out there throwing passes. He's not Cam Akers. He ain't running the ball. He's not deflecting passes. He's not Jalen Ramsey. He's not one of the greatest defensive tackles of all time. He is not Aaron Donald. But all things considered, he's been one of the best young head coaches of all time. Right now at 36 years old. And so I don't know if Sean McVay will coach another game. We heard earlier today that he is actually allowing all of his assistants to entertain other job opportunities elsewhere, because he doesn't want to hold them back, because he has no idea what he's going to do. This much we know. The writing is on the wall. And I would be a little surprised if Sean McVay is back coaching next year for the Los Angeles Rams. I expect Sean McVay to walk away. When you're doing this talking about leaving, when you think about his personal issues with his family and being very clear for an entire year now, he wants to spend more time with his family. I'm going to think that Sean McVay is going to walk away. And I don't know if it's going to be a domino effect. Is Aaron Donald going to try to stick around for one more year? Or is Aaron Donald going to decide to, you know, leave his money on the table and walk away? The Los Angeles Rams tried to hit it big right out of the park and win a championship. And it took them two tries, but they did it. Shep, you think we've seen the last of this guy?
For now.
Oh, you think he's going to take a break?
Oh, they all do, JR.
Oh, you think he's on that Sean Payton?
I mean, yes, but he's even going to be more sought after than Sean Payton.
This might be, you know what? This might be Gruden-esque. If you think about the age, there might be more parallels. Sean Payton is already older. That's maybe more similar to a Bill Parcells.
Sure.
But you think about Sean McVay here, who's in his mid-30s, mid to late 30s.
He might have just turned 30, might have just turned 37. He's that young.
Oh, yeah, he's still early. So if he wants, He can take – so this is when I say Gruden.
Right.
And we know Gruden was a complete jerk. But Gruden went to television, was gone for about 10 – Gruden was – at one point, Gruden was the young guy. And now he just seems like an old jerk. But at one point, Gruden was the young dude. And then he went to television, and he did all that coaches, quarterback nonsense that he did. And then it took the Raiders to kind of bring him back to coaching, and it took $100 million over 10 years, which is a ridiculous contract. And then, of course, if you believe what you hear, it appears that Washington's emails tried to basically bury the guy.
Right.
And now Gruden is suing the whole world for finding out that he's a jerk. But I digress. That's a possibility. You think Sean McVay will, you know, take 5-10 years off and come back when he's 50? That's reasonable.
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, he's a football lifer. And, you know, Bill Belichick was on record multiple times saying he would never coach into his 70s. Yet, you know, 2 days ago, he talks about now coming back at the age of 71. So he can give all the lip service in the world he wants to, you know, needing something different and needing to move on and needing to be a family man. And that's all well and good. But this is something that gets your juices flowing like nothing else in the world. And it's why I'm the only individual, JR, I can think of that was so great early on that never came back.
Cower.
Actually, even better.
Oh.
Second highest winning percentage in the history of the NFL. Just died. Not just died, but died relatively recently. John Madden.
I was going to say, how recent are we talking?
Right, John Madden. Now, I don't think as great as Bill Cowher is, he was never seen as one of the best coaches in football. Mike Tomlin, there's two guys that have coached his own franchise that have had better careers than Bill Cowher.
Yes, but Bill Cowher from walking away and being a champion and having that pedigree, it seems up until maybe a year or two ago,
yep,
that people finally,
finally
stopped talking about him leaving the CBS studio. Let me tell you something. It ain't for everybody. Like, you can take a break, but there's no guarantees you come back. Sure, Sean McVay, he might get the itch at some point down the line if there's a prime opportunity.
Sure.
Sean Payton decided to walk away, and now he's just like, I might leave television, and I might jump back
into coaching. Is Sean Payton
that
great, JR? I mean, he's really that – I mean, what do you have, 3 500-hundred seasons with Drew Brees? Come on now.
No, I think from an offensive standpoint and a respect standpoint, I think there's something there. So
yeah.
I'm not putting Sean Payton in, the upper echelon of the greatest coach of all time.
Thank you.
But if you want to think about available head coaches with experience, he's right there. He is.
Yeah.
And he's taken a few years off, and he'll go back. From the case of Sean McVay, hey, he may say, I want to go away for 5 years. I mean, if the guy's getting offered $20 million, you can talk about getting the juices flowing.
Right.
$20 million ain't too shabby to show up, sit on the television set, talk about something that you have supreme understanding of, and go home. There's certain things that I get it. Everybody wants money. And you getting money with less frustration, it's a tough one. I think Sean McVay is going to go away. I'd be surprised if we see him again this upcoming season. But, you know, you can never count out somebody disappearing as well. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers on the line. I think they have some opinions on terrible games that they've watched. I'm going to take your calls on Sean McVay. I'm going to talk to you about Cliff Kingsbury. We have more of an update with the Cardinals. It looks like they might be trading one of their stars. And speaking of coaches, we got to show some love to Kirby Smart. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed it at JR Fix tonight. I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I can think of quite a few things that have been cold as ice. I can really think of a few things. You know, shout-outs to Kirby Smart. This man went out there and won another championship. He went back-to-back. He's going to try to win three in a row. I don't know if they'll do so. Nobody's won three in a row since the 30s with the Gophers. That's how far back. We got to go to Minneapolis and go to Minnesota with the Golden Gophers. Before we think about the last team to have won three in a row. And so if they're able to pull it off, God bless them. It's difficult. The odds are against it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I told you about Sean McVay. We know Cliff Kingsbury. He got the boot. He got fired. I don't know how he got an extension last year. And we learn a little bit more day by day with Sean McVay. Won the Super Bowl last year. Everybody gets hurt this year, only wins five games. I mean, he has Baker Mayfield out there playing football for him. He's dealt with some personal issues. His wife is from Ukraine. His grandfather passed away. And then he's just like, do I want to stick around with this football stuff? He's been offered a lot of money to do Amazon streaming, and he may not want to stick around. And the latest news we got today is that he's told his all of his assistants, everybody on his staff, like, hey guys, if you get offered a job, just go pursue it. I don't know if I'm going to stay here. So I have no idea what's up with Sean McVay, but I think we're going to see some massive changes coming to the Rams. I'd be shocked if he returns. I'm going to get to the phone lines momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before I do anything, I need to let you know about this man. He's sticking around, and he's the defensive player of the week, and he just got paid. It's sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And who is this individual? His name is Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith, this man gets traded. He tells the Bears, hey, I don't want to be here. Y'all don't value me. He ends up being traded to the Ravens, and now he just received a $100 million deal. He goes to his first Pro Bowl, which is a little bit of a surprise, because he's one of the best linebackers in the game. Led the world in tackles, another season of 150-plus. Intercepting the ball, sacking guys, and he's a Georgia Bulldog. And so congratulations to Roquan Smith, who helped turn the Ravens' defense on to a different level when he arrived. Maybe the quarterback will stay healthy, but that's a conversation for another day. Maybe tomorrow. 855-212-4CBS. Andre's calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, JR?
How are you, Andre?
I'm doing great, man. I'm getting ready for this year's playoffs, man. I can see a lot of the lower seeds winning this week. I like the Giants. I like the Cowboys. I like the Chargers. So I think those three teams, I think the lower seeds is going to win out this week.
Okay. That's any given Sunday, that's reasonable. I always feel like the Chargers find a way to choke, so I think their game between the Jacksonville Jaguars will be competitive. What game, if you could narrow it down to one game that you're really interested in, which one would it be?
It would have to be the Monday night game. I got to go with the Cowboys against the Buccaneers. I really feel that this is going to be Tom Brady's last football game. They can't run the ball. I think this is just the time for the Cowboys. I think it's time for them to win a playoff game. So it's time for Dak and all these, C.D. Lamb and the defense to step up. They're not my team, but I see them beating Tampa Bay this year.
Is it even reasonable? How about not reasonable? I think it is. Is it even worth it to talk about Tom Brady in retirement? Isn't that kind of passe? Shouldn't we just believe it when it actually happens?
I mean, the way I look at it, man, with all this turmoil with Brady this year, family, divorce, and all of this, I think he's going to come to his senses, man. I think he's going to walk away from football, man.
Well, come to his senses? What does that mean? Where have his senses been?
That means he's going to pick his family over football. I think he's going to pick his family over football and retire.
Oh, okay. I think you heard he got a divorce, right? You know that, right?
Hey, people get back together all the time. I've been married. I've been divorced. I done got back married to my wife. So things do happen when you have family.
Well, give us some advice, Andre. What happened? What do you do? You got to show up with roses every day. How do you get back together with your ex-wife? How do you do that?
You sit down and you compromise. That's how stuff happens. You have to give and take. She has to give and take. It can't be all about you. That's the only way you survive in marriage. If it's all about you, my advice to anybody, do not get married to anybody, because it would not work.
So Tom Brady has to go home and he has to say, sorry, baby, I'm done. And you were right.
He really had to. He got to say, I got to spend time with you, and we got to compromise and work on it. That's the only way it's going to work. It can't be all about football.
Jared, I got a question for Andre.
But hold on, Chef. Yeah. What she doesn't need him. She don't need him.
Hey, it's not about money. It's just about family.
Oh, he don't need her either.
Huh?
He don't need. Can you imagine what you think Tom Brady's DMs look like right now?
Hey, what do you value? Spending time every day with your children? I see them once or twice every 2 or 3 weeks. What do you really value? That's the point of it.
Well, I think Tom Brady told us what he values. I mean,
yeah, for right now. That's why I really see.
Okay.
Right. When I just look at Tampa Bay team, I'm looking at the Cowboys. I just be honest with you, I really believe this is the year the Cowboys move up to the next level. They beat Tampa Bay. I can see them beating the Eagles. And I can see them moving to San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. I think they get to the championship game this year.
All right. Well, those are a couple of things that we've heard for a long time now. Dallas Cowboys will finally win one, and Brady will finally leave. Hey, Shep, what question did you have for Andre?
Andre, you've been around the block. I appreciate your wisdom, my man, but I have a question for you. Man to man, supermodel and the highest paid one at that, do you know in their right mind is going to give a man a second chance?
Don't they have kids?
Yes, two. They're two together.
That don't factor into the equation.
So you think kids are the determining factor then?
Kids are like glue.
When you have kids, I'm telling you, it's easy to walk away when both people don't have any kids. So you can walk away and say, screw her or screw him. But what do you really value? Do you value seeing your kids? Or do you even care about your kids?
Well, Andre, have you written a book
together,
on this?
So write this down. By the World Series of this year, we will be here that they get back together and get back married.
Hey, all right. Okay, Andre.
Wait a minute. Let me ask y'all a question. Are any of you married?
Oh, no. Who wants to marry me? No.
See, you can't relate because you're not married. You can do what you want to do. You can say, you know, next week, I'm going out to San Francisco and watch the football game with no problem.
Let me ask, how long were you guys not married? How long were you guys divorced?
I was divorced for 3 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got married in 1984.
Okay. Okay.
You know, sometimes people grow apart. Sometimes people start taking you for granted. Because they think you're not going to leave, or they just start taking you for granted. So time away made things better for us.
Okay.
Now she values me more, and I value her more. Oh, so it turned out for me to be better.
I love it.
Work for those
3 years. You're warming my heart, man. You know, one of my favorite movies is I Think I Love My Wife, and that's why I'm not married. Andre, I appreciate you for calling from Mississippi and sharing advice with the whole country, man. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one, man. I love the show.
Thank you so much. I love you, too. Just like your wife. Well, I don't love you like your wife loves you, but I love you, too. Shep, did you learn anything?
Man, I learned a lot, but JR, as much as Andre makes sense in a lot of regards, Brady and Giselle are not uniting anytime soon. In fact,
don't know that.
Okay.
Ain't none of my business.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Magazine Esquire and U.S. News and New York Times, they all beg to differ. But I will say this.
What?
Tom Brady looked the best he has looked in that Week 7, not Week 18, because he was taken out, but that Week 17 game was the best I have ever seen him play this season. And that says something, because his body is not slowing down, JR. He's not retiring this year.
Oh, no, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Good.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I believe he's going to go to another team. I mean, everything that we hear is that the guy with the bowl haircut in Las Vegas is hoping that he joins the Raiders. I don't know. If I'm Tom Brady, I'm saying, man, can y'all sign me in San Francisco?
But, JR, isn't it amazing that a 45-year-old, soon-to-be 46-year-old, is going to hijack the NFL offseason?
Well, better him than Aaron Rodgers.
That's true. Although he's going to come in second, because he ain't making a decision anytime soon. And when he does, it's going to be on a Tuesday with his best friend, Pat McAfee.
Oh, well, he's on some psychedelics. Maybe he's hanging out with Prince Harry. I don't know.
Oh, God, what an interview. I hope you didn't watch that and have to sit through that nonsense.
Oh, Prince Harry?
Yeah. You know the Netflix thing they did?
I hope. Say again?
Oh, you know the Netflix thing they did with Megan? Okay,
Pat.
Good.
I'm not watching that. I just hope that, speaking of divorce, I hope that, what's her name, Meghan Markle?
She's a great actress. Doesn't get enough credit for that.
I hope that she doesn't leave that man.
Yeah, well, if she does, she's going to be set.
No, I'm worried about him.
Oh, got it.
Oh, my God. I hope she never leaves that man. Hey, Marco Belletti, did you hear Andre with the matter of advice with Tom Brady?
I did.
Do you agree with this man? What was he saying?
In some aspect, I mean, he is right in the fact of kids do change the equation. It makes it a lot more difficult to just to walk away. I mean, it's possible, but it does link you for life, whether you like it or not. And it's a question of, do you make the best of it? Or he's right. Sometimes time away can make it go, you know what? It wasn't that bad. So it's possible. I do actually know some people that have done the same thing Andre did, that were married, that got divorced, right, and actually got remarried. So it's possible.
Do they got like 500 million followers like Giselle Bundchen? Is that her name, right?
No. They're not. They're actually not that good people. I know them, but I'm not really friendly with them. I mean, look, it does change. You talk about money and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Right. The only thing is they're stuck with each other, whether they like it or not, simply because they do have children together. And he's right. It does come to the point where it's what's more important, your whatever vacation or wherever you want to go or whatever you want to do or seeing your kids. And for everybody, that's a different answer.
Yeah, well, he made one decision in a year, and I think he, I don't know, maybe he overshot his shot there thinking that he could squeeze one more year out of it. And here he is. Who knows? Maybe Tom Brady will win another Super Bowl. I have no idea. Wilder things have happened. I don't think so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. We're going to talk about Kirby Smart. We're going to talk about Mike Tomlin. Steph Curry is back to playing basketball.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, what the hell is going on here? Hey, Shep, what's going on with this Phoenix Suns game in the Golden State? What's going on here?
Well, it's not quite turning into Georgia TCU, but without CP3, without Devin Booker, obviously two of the best guards we have in the West, at least in terms of a singular backcourt, in Golden State, where they don't lose, the Phoenix Suns are up 25 points in the third quarter, and that lead looks to be extended as Courtney Lee makes an amazing pass for it. And, okay, it's still 25 points. I did not see this coming, JR. This is blowout city, and you thought it would be the other way.
It's one game. So Phoenix currently leads Golden State 90-63 in the third quarter. There's about 2.5 minutes left in the third. This is Steph Curry's first game back. And Steph Curry at this point, I think to the shock or surprise of no one, he's not having the best of games. 8 points scored. He's 3 of 10 from the field, 2 of 6 from downtown. Klay Thompson leading the way for Golden State with 26 points. It's basically Klay Thompson and no one else. The next highest scoring dude is Steph Curry and Wiggins, who also is back. They have 8 apiece. Draymond Green playing a Draymond game, 5 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 of 5 shooting. Yeah, even Andre Iguodala's playing. He played 5 minutes tonight, Chuck. He has 2 points.
That's amazing. You know what's happening, JR? Really, if we want to read through the tea leaves and translate this, the Golden State Warriors this season said, you know what, we're going to follow suit for what the Los Angeles Rams did and being the most disappointing repeat champions known to man and womankind. And that's what they're doing this season, because they lose this game, which they will, JR. They're going to be not even one of the top 8 seeds in the West. And so what that means is the Warriors ain't even going to win a playoff round.
Well, I don't know about that. They got time.
Not a lot of time. We're more than halfway through the NBA season now.
Well, we have time. You got to get through the trade deadline. They have time. I'm not going to.
But you got to beat this, JR. They're not. The Phoenix Suns don't have two of their best players, and they're getting smoked by 30 points in the third quarter. And Damian Lee is looking like Steph, the real Steph Curry right now.
It's one game out of 82. The larger Warrior problems aren't necessarily so much about this singular game, but about the whole year. They're one of the best, if not the best, home team, but then they're one of the worst, if not the worst, road team. And they haven't gotten any additional help from, quote-unquote, the younger guys. They had to send one of them, Wiseman, down to the G League just to get them warmed up. So it's not done. The season's not over. I'm not going to discount additional roster moves. They started off looking even worse than what they are right now. They gotta figure out something. So I'm not prepared to cook them. Like we said, we saw this last night. Everybody gets their asses whooped. And yes, losing tonight to Phoenix. Look, Devin Booker could be out there with Chris Paul. And what would we say if they were still leading by, 20, 25 points? So it happens. It happens. Look, I'm not all that concerned with Golden State right now. Are they looking like they're going to go back and win a championship? No, they don't. But we have months to go before we get to the playoffs, and we might have some moves that take place. So, they got time. This is not an ideal situation to be .500. Phoenix, they've dealt with injuries, but even when their guys were healthy, they kind of look sick of each other by now. Speaking of sick of each other, did you see the game earlier today with the Miami Heat and the Thunder? Shep, did you see that?
Yeah, didn't Jimmy Butler drop like a 35-point spot or something like that?
Well, the Heat won 112-111. And, yeah, what did Jimmy Butler do? He did. Jimmy Butler had an amazing game. What was his final right there? Yeah, he had 35 points. But Dwayne Dedmon, he was upset with Spoelstra. In the middle of play, Dwayne Dedmon threw a... What is that? What is that? A massage bullet? A massage gun?
Well, I mean,
he threw a massage gun onto the court during the game.
Oh man, Spoelstra's messing up left and right this season, JR. I mean, you got to keep Dwayne Dedmon happy. If you don't have a happy Dwayne Dedmon, you can't win a title. That's for sure.
Who was the guy? Was it last season or 2 years ago?
Right.
Spoelstra got into it. Who'd he get into it with?
That was with Jimmy Butler. And then Udonis Haslam had to kind of get between both of them and then tell Jimmy, "You don't talk to our coach like that. This is not the way we do things at Miami." Right.
That was last year. Was it with Jimmy Butler?
That was definitely with Jimmy Butler. It was the season after the bubble. Yeah, it was the season after the bubble, I believe. And Haslam basically talked about wanting to knuckle up with Jimmy. And Jimmy wouldn't mess with Udonis Haslam.
He threatened to whoop his ass.
He did.
Yeah, I remember he threatened to whoop his
ass. He's one of the true guys in the NBA that would legitimately be an enforcer and fight if need be.
Well, what is Udonis Haslam losing at this point of his career?
Well, he'd lose a roster spot if he ever actually fought Jimmy Butler. You and I both know Mick Garrison wouldn't be too pleased with that.
A roster spot? Udonis Haslam?
Yeah, no, Jimmy Butler is your franchise guy.
Oh, Udonis Haslam is nothing but he's a glorified coach with a roster spot anyway.
Right, but he is still a member of the Miami Heat as a player.
Oh, nah, let Udonis Haslam punch people. Who cares? Let him punch the guy.
Well, then Jimmy Butler doesn't play unless you get rid of UD, if that's the case.
Yeah, well, the Miami Heat aren't doing anything anyway, so they'll be okay. Udonis Haslam is like 55 years old. He's averaging 1 point in two games out of an 82-game season. If there's anybody in the NBA qualified enough to punch somebody else, it should be Udonis Haslam. He's been around since, I don't know, Moses and Abraham.
That's true. There's only one guy more qualified to punch someone than of course, Udonis Haslam. That's the guy that actually did punch someone stupidly, and that was Draymond Green.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he actually went through with it, and there was no reason to throw the haymaker that he did to a teammate, ultimately knocking him unconscious.
Draymond Green isn't qualified to do. He's qualified to talk. That's what he's qualified to do.
Some would say he does a little bit too much.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's qualified at. Udonis Haslam, when is the last time you heard him speak?
Well, he doesn't speak unless spoken to.
Yeah, the man has been in the NBA for like 50 years. So,
same rookie class as LeBron. People forget that.
What, Haslam?
Yeah, people forget that.
He's also about 20 years older.
He's 20 years. Yeah, right. He's also 5 years older than LeBron.
Yeah, so he's full well within his right to. If anybody in the league it should be allowed to punch anybody, it's Udonis Haslam. We need more guys like Udonis to threaten some of these superstar players who don't know how to actually relax. And maybe he's in the back punching up on Dwayne Dedman right now. I never thought I'd see a massage gun thrown onto the court. I think we've seen some interesting things thrown onto the field of play. I don't know what my friends in Buffalo do, but every now and then I feel like they throw an adult object into the end zone. I don't know how you get into the stadium with one of those, but the people in Buffalo, I guess they smuggle them in their clothes. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we'll talk about a winner. We'll talk about Kirby Smart. We'll talk about Mike Tomlin. I'll get to your calls. And we'll even talk about Carlos Correa. He's not going to be a Met.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.